Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Neutralized 13 of the last 14 shorthanded situations against them. Strome crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires. Chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
There it was over the weekend. Not a home game, but it sounded like a home game. Did you watch it live, Josh? Did you see it?
I did not see it live, but I did turn on the ceremony after. I didn't know they were playing that early in the day. I was making my lunch, and my friends are all blowing up my phone like, he did it! And I was like, what are you talking about? They don't play until later. And so I missed it live. Unfortunately.
Yeah, we were also unable to see it live. Had an event and saw somebody texted me, Ovi, and I'm like, oh, he did it. So I had to go look, watch the goal. Missed it live. Went back and watched it. It is, I have to say, it's the perfect goal. It really is. Now, it's not a one-time slap shot, but it's the perfect goal for Alexander Ovechkin to break the record, isn't it?
Yeah, he's basically in his office.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He slings it from the point, and it was just, all of it was great. And the celebration was awesome, too. You know, him just belly-flopping onto the ice, it was awesome.
Celebration.
The ceremony was a little long. It was like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and this was, and they had done a really kind of longer ceremony when he tied the record, too, at home.
Yeah.
And I get, like, you tie it, you're at home, you don't know if he's going to break it at home or on the road, you have the ceremony, and then he breaks it, and you have another ceremony. But look, it's one of the most cherished records in all of sports. It's over three decades old, right? So, I mean, I understand the gravity of it, so that's fine. Yes, I think in the moment you might think it's like, okay, this is dragging on, but you get why they did it. I think it's awesome that the Islanders fans... I thought about that, like, what if it happened here? Like Gretzky's goal. If you go back and watch Gretzky break the record here, the single-season record, there's a lot of cheering going on in the stands. Those are Sabres fans, a lot of them. Yeah, there's Oilers fans, but a lot of Sabres fans. If that goal happens in Buffalo, aren't you cheering? I mean, how do you not?
I think so.
You're cheering for greatness. You're not cheering against your team.
Right.
You're not hoping he scores necessarily. Maybe you are because you want to see it, but you're not actively rooting for, I hope they come over here and win. This isn't, we had that debate 9 years ago with the tank, okay? 10 years ago, whatever it is now.
They didn't even win the game. They ended up losing the game.
But I do think if that happens if that happens here at KeyBank Center, you're giving it's amazing. You're standing up, you're cheering. You can do that. It's all good. Anyway, I was thinking about his record breaking goal, and I know it's not a record breaker. It was like to me like Jeter's 3,000th hit. Do you know what happened on his 3,000th hit? He had a home run. Jeter's 3,000th hit, he hit a home run. And it was like the perfect ending, like storyline. And that he's not a home run hitter, but it was like, oh my God, right? Like, unbelievable.
Right, like, of course, that's how it goes.
Right, for a guy like that, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think there's times where, and I think someone else did, who else had a 3,000th hit? Was it was it A-Rod's 3000? Maybe could have been Wade Boggs even if I think about it. I don't know. But somebody did also. Now, again, obviously different circumstances. It wasn't a record breaker. But if you could have draw up the perfect goal, I think you draw up Ovechkin from the left faceoff circle.
That's what you do.
On the power play. And it was a power play, right? I don't remember for sure from Saturday. It was a great wrist shot, by the way. And I think that everything they kind of did, though, and all the ways they touched on it were right. You know, for Gretzky to be there, to follow him around until he does it, like Esposito did when he broke his record here in Buffalo, I think, I don't remember if Gordy Howe was there in L.A. when he broke it.
Gordy Howe was.
He was, right?
Yep.
He was, yeah, thank you. You need that to happen. Just like the Maris family, because Roger Maris is not alive anymore, but the Maris family was there when Aaron Judge broke his American League, you know, home run record. Home runs in a season, right? So, I mean, it was a cool moment to see that. What I find is, by the way, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. Welcome to a Tuesday. Thank you very much for joining me. If you missed the first hour, we had a couple of sled hockey participants. The Paralympic Ice Hockey Championships are coming to Buffalo at the end of May. Check out that interview. You can go online and get tickets as low as $10 at Harbor Center coming to at the end of May. It's going to be really cool. Check that out. We also had TJ Reeves from TuneIn Radio and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter who was at the Final Four at the game last night, the national championship. Great interview with him back at 10:30 a.m. Check it all out on demand at WGR550.com. You can also call me. You can tweet me at Sal Sports and 803-0550. That is getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. What is fascinating to me, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks, and it really turned out, Gretzky and Ovechkin, well, now, obviously, Ovechkin now has one more goal. They played the exact same amount of games. I understand Wayne Gretzky broke the record in fewer games, and then he didn't score for a few. How wild is it that these guys, separated by one goal, is the greatest of all time in all those goals, have played the exact same amount of regular season games, 1,487. That's incredible to me. It's an incredible stat. So, this weekend, last Friday, whatever it was, I tweeted that. All I wrote was, Wayne Gretzky, 894 goals, 1,486 games. Sorry, Ovechkin, 894, 1,486 games. Wayne Gretzky, 894, 1,487 games. And I wrote the word amazing. A lot of you, I got a lot of tweets from people going, well, now do assists. Can't compare the two. Ovechkin plays in a different era. Yes, I know. I wasn't comparing the two. I was simply pointing out the amazing stat that they played the same amount of games and had the same amount of goals. One different, right? I'm a Gretzky guy. Like, if you ask me, we know this. We've been on the show. We've talked about this. I'm not anti-Ovechkin, but I'm a Gretzky guy. I didn't want to see the record broken. It's a record that I remember watching Gretzky so near and dear to my heart as a hockey fan growing up and at that impressionable age. Like, I didn't want to see that. And he's the greatest. Gretzky's the greatest. And yes, the assists are unbelievable. The points are unbelievable. I was not in any way implying anything about the two, but a lot of people took that as a comparison of the two. Well, now do assists. Well, how about Gretzky played in this era and Ovechkin played in that era? It was way easier to score for Gretzky. I'm not denying all of that. I just thought it was an amazing stat. But what wound up happening, because so many people were coming at me about it, I'm like, I almost wind up taking the side of defending Ovechkin more than Gretzky when I usually defend Gretzky, if that makes sense, right? Either way, I think it's an incredible stat. I saw it today. This happened today. Let me read you the stat that I saw today that someone tweeted. Because here now we live in this society where everything's got to be about who's the GOAT, who's better. Don't we do this with LeBron and Jordan way too much now? Right? Way too much. It's so different. You can't compare the eras, the players, the time periods are so different. It's fun, I guess, in a lot of ways, but man, it gets tiring. Because if we're going to do that, then what about Wilt Chamberlain, right? And Bill Russell. And, you know, you can't. Contemporaries are one thing. But when it's non-contemporaries, when it's people who played a long time ago, Ohtani and Babe Ruth, right? These two guys who pitch and hit home runs. But it's so different that the equipment Babe Ruth used was like tree trunks, basically, right? I mean, so today, This happened here. Here it is. John, where does he do this from? He is a radio, TV, broadcasting personality. I don't know. John Linder's his name. I just happened to see this. Someone brought it to my attention. He wrote, Penguins Gretzky. Oh, no, sorry, not Penguins. He wrote hashtag Penguins. He must follow the Penguins. Oh, this is why, because it's a Lemieux tweet. Here's what he wrote. Sorry. Gretzky and Ovi averaged 0.6 goals a game in their careers. Mario Lemieux averaged 0.75 goals a game in his career. Gretzky and Ovechkin played 572 more games than Mario Lemieux. So he's pumping up Lemieux as he's better. He's the greater goal scorer. If Lemieux had played those extra games at his average, he'd have 429 more goals, giving him 1,119 goals, 224 ahead of both Gretzky and Lemieux. Great. It's great. Fine. Lemieux was great. There's no doubt about it. Part of being, like, to the level of what Gretzky and Ovechkin did is to keep playing until they are 40 years old. And beyond for Gretzky, not even yet for Ovechkin. Ovechkin's not even 40 yet. For him to do this and still be scoring over 40 a year, Josh, he could play another 3 years. I think Marty Biron was talking about how he'd like to see him play three more years and get 1,000. He could do that.
He could get 900 this year.
Yes.
Very easily.
That's right. They still have several games left.
Yeah, he's only got 5 goals to go, and the pace he's scoring at, he could get to 50 again and get to 900 before he gets to 50.
So I'm not here to tell you that Lemieux wasn't a more gifted goal scorer all over. Maybe he wasn't. Lemieux played in a real dead puck era a lot of time, right?
I think the thing, too, with that stat you just brought up, how that guy figures out, like, oh, based on this average of whatever, he doesn't factor in the age. Like, Ovi right. has aged better because he's scored more since he's turned 35.
And unfortunately, Lemieux had cancer,
right.
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it took a part of his career, and that's totally unfortunate. Gretzky and Ovechkin should not be penalized for playing longer. They should be celebrated for playing longer. It's the same argument I use, believe it or not, with Frank Gore. I get told all the time, Frank Gore's a compiler. And that's why, like, I don't know if he's a first ballot. Dude, he's like the third leading rusher ever in the history of the NFL. And to get to that point, you have to compile. You have to play long in a position that normally you don't play long. That should be celebrated. It should be honored.
Right.
It should not be penalized.
There comes a point in every player's career where they might, you know, not necessarily skip around, but they might move around teams. Look at the end of Gretzky's career, right? Like, he plays most of it in Edmonton and L.A., and then he goes to New York for a couple years, and he goes to St. Louis for, what, 1 year, and it's not even a real full season? Like, that's not necessarily, you know, a compiler or skipping around, but it's the early stages of that. He just did it much later in his career where he didn't have as much time to do it. And when you look at a guy like Ovechkin, I don't think he'll ever do that because he's played every game for the Capitals.
It is interesting. I wonder how it ends for Ovechkin, though. We've talked about this last week. Like, would he retire this year if they won the Cup, let's say?
I
don't know. He's playing at such a high level.
If they win the Cup, I think that's how he goes out.
What if they don't?
If they don't win the Cup, I think he keeps playing.
Probably right. So here's the other point of this stat, all right, that I want to point out. So again, I want to read this again. This person, just John Linder, and does radio, I guess, in South Florida. He's a Penguins guy and writes how Lemieux averaged 0.75 goals a game versus Gretzky and Ovi both averaging 0.6. That's great. Do you know what I want to point out? Mike Bossy averaged 0.76 goals a game, but he retired at 30 because he had back problems. It's just unfortunate that happens, but that is professional sports. To have longevity is a great thing. And that's why when you talk about these guys and what they've done or what they haven't done, it should be celebrated, not penalizing them. Mike Bossy, to me, might be the greatest gifted goal scorer in the history of the NHL. 0.76 goals a game. He retired at 30. If he plays up until 39, he shatters the record. Shatters it at the time. And he was playing at the time period of Gretzky. They played each other in the Stanley Cup twice.
And he won both times, I think, right?
No.
No?
The Islanders beat the Oilers to win their fourth. The next year,
okay.
The Oilers beat the Islanders as the Islanders are going for their fifth.
Yeah, I didn't know where in the four in a row it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
But they played against each other. I mean, I just think it's such a silly argument sometimes. And this happens in all of sports. We're going through this right now with LeBron.
Well, did you see yesterday the conversation between Stephen A. and PK Subban about which career achievement is better.
Okay, what is it? I did not.
It was basically a conversation of who had the better career, Ovechkin or LeBron. They made Ovechkin breaking the record about LeBron, which is just crazy to me. Like, I don't understand.
Interesting,
like,
right? Like, yeah. Like, come on, how are we comparing those two, right? It is amazing what Ovechkin has done in his career. It's amazing what he's still doing. I think it's one of the most impressive things I could ever see on a stat sheet is 42 goals next to his age, 39. He's 39. He'll be 40 in December, right? I think it's December. Let me check his birthday. September. Not until next season. Like, not even when this season ends at any point. Playoffs or whatever. 42 goals for Alex Ovechkin. It doesn't matter. I guess what's really happening here is, to me, I'm getting a little annoyed because this Gretzky-Ovechkin thing really brought it out. It started with LeBron and MJ, and I've been seeing that. And I've said, like, I'm a Lakers fan, but it's not, like, hardcore Lakers. Yeah, I'm, you know, dialed in every night. But I like the Lakers. I grew up watching them, and I like LeBron. LeBron came into the NBA the same year as Carmelo Anthony, right? He's in high school as a senior the year that Anthony and Syracuse win a national championship. So I watch that timeline, and, you know, I follow LeBron, and I love watching him. And now he plays for the team that I grew up rooting for, and I think he takes a lot of unjust criticism because he's amazing and great. Why do we have to do this? This is happening now with Gretzky and Ovechkin, and I'm a Gretzky guy. But I found myself defending Ovechkin a lot over the weekend because of how other Gretzky people are acting about it. Just can't we celebrate greatness, appreciate greatness, watch greatness for what it is? It's great. I've always said this. Now, there are athletes that I certainly don't like. They're just like, that's number one hated athlete in Buffalo sports. And you grew up watching, like, Brian Cox, right, is on that list. I can't think of an athlete I hate because of his or her greatness. Great is great. You might hate them because they held you back from something. That's why I hate athletes. Hate, right? Quote unquote. You hate athletes because they held your favorite team or your favorite athlete back from something achieving. You shouldn't hate them for being great.
Yeah, it's appreciating greatness. Like, it's,
now, unless they're a total jerk, right? Well, you say, I just can't stand that person. I get that.
I mean, that's like when Red Sox fans were like, hey, good career, Jeter. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
people could, like, dude, bridge that gap.
I hated facing Big Poppy, but I love him.
Right.
Love Big Poppy.
He's a great character. He's a great guy. He's funny. Like, but in the game, it's a different vibe. Like, it's same thing with Ovechkin, right? Like, I don't like Ovechkin because he has beaten the Sabres before, and, you know, he's gone on and won a cup and everything like that. But I respect him. I respect what he's done for the game and you know, in terms of breaking all these records and things like that. Like, that's where you look at, like, all these things where you have problems with athletes. It's never a personal problem. It's just the fact that they beat your team. You're
right.
You're salty about it. Like, the entirety of the 06 Hurricanes, I don't like any of them, like,
but,
because of what they did to the
Sabres. But I think what's happening with LeBron especially, and now what's starting to happen with Ovechkin too, with some people, what I've noticed with this tweet and how this has gone, this is really more LeBron, but it is also Ovechkin. There is that. There's just the, you can't appreciate the greatness because you just hate them so much. You want to tell everybody how they're just not as good as everybody else says they are.
Right. Because
I just don't get that. Well, I don't get it.
I think with some, like, specifically with LeBron, is they get shoved in your face every single day. And it's like, okay, enough. Like, I get it. They're great. I understand that. But then I don't need to hear about it every single day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like would it have been that way if there was this kind of social media back in the day with Gretzky and Jordan and anybody else that was considered one of the greats back in, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, right? Like, I feel like the fact that
it's the hot take machine. It's social media, right?
Right.
It's all the shows, the debate shows, and that's what's getting all the views and clicks, and that's why we're doing all this. There's no doubt. Here's a good life tip to help everybody, okay? I'm going to give you a good Sal's life tips. We do a segment on this show just called Sal's Life Tips. I want to help you out a little bit, all right? Josh, I'm sure you've sat, like, on the glass for a hockey game. Right, really low.
Actually, I've never been on the glass, but
pretty
I have
darn
sat
low.
Like fourth or fifth row.
Okay, dude, same thing.
Yeah.
You ever sat, like, right on the floor for, like, a college basketball game or NBA game, like, near the floor, the few rows back maybe,
mm-mm,
whatever? Okay.
I've never actually been to a basketball game.
Oh, NBA, college? Never been to a college game.
Nope.
You got to go, man. I don't care.
I don't know.
We got to get Josh to a college basketball game. By the way, at 11:30, I'm going to talk about my experience this past weekend over at UB. We went to the women's NIT. I need to talk about them a little bit. It was amazing. What a great atmosphere. Want to talk about that. And we were right there. Me and my wife and son sat in the first row behind the basket.
I just remembered I went to probably one of the last sporting events in New York City right before COVID. I went to a Knicks game.
Oh, you did go to a basketball game.
I forgot about it because everything happened right after that with COVID. But yeah, I did. I have been to a Knicks game.
Here's the point I'm making. It doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything. It could be music. It could be theater. Go watch people do something that they are way more talented than you. And get an appreciation for how talented and unbelievable they are at it. And when I say that, here's why I ask you about the glass. Go to a hockey game, sit near the glass, watch how incredible those athletes are and how fast they can skate and shoot and do all the things they can do. Every time I go to a basketball game, a college basketball game, I've been to many in my life, only been to a couple NBA games, but I've been to college basketball games. And I will tell you, Josh, when you sit down on the floor, near the floor, and you see how unbelievably big and strong and fast and talented they are, it blows your mind. I'll tell you where this really happens for me. Do this if you ever get a chance. Go to a big track meet. Stand near where they're coming around the turn on the 200. You have all these great athletes, men, women, doesn't matter. They're incredible. They're big, they're strong. Some are smaller or whatever, but I'm telling you, go to a track meet, stand on the corner about the 100-meter mark of a 200-meter dash, it's going to blow your mind. You're like, how are these human beings running this fast? It's something that I think I'm still at my age. I think I'm a pretty good athlete. I was a very good athlete growing up. I was pretty fast. Nothing like that. Like, it's incredible to see people who are just so amazing at what they do. Go to a theater. Watch a show. Go really see how talented people are that are so much more than you. Music. I love music. I'm a drummer. I think I'm a talented drummer. When I go watch guitar players, I can't play the guitar. I'm blown away. How do they do that? I'm not sure. I can't do that. Right? I just think it's a good life tip to appreciate and to see how great people are at their talents. And I think once you do that, I think then you get to a better space of appreciating great athletes that maybe you didn't be for whatever reason. Ovechkin, LeBron, that's amazing what they can do. It really is.
I think another thing too that, like, you talking about, you know, the athletes running around for the track meets, like, I think of the speed skating challenges at the NHL All-Star Game or the speed skaters in the Olympics. Like, watching that is something I've always been interested in too, is just seeing how fast these guys can get going on their skates.
Oh yeah, skating.
I think that's where, like, these All-Star games, not necessarily just the NHL, but all of them have kind of got watered down so much that you took away the actual showcasing of talent.
Yes.
Like, obviously, you know, you bring in all the injuries and stuff, but when you do the skills challenges at these All-Star events, that's where you can really showcase things like the speed, the hands, the jumps, and everything like that, like in basketball, hockey, football, anything. Like, those are the things that I used to love as a kid when the All-Star games were really All-Star games. And now they're so different where they don't really showcase talent anymore. It's just for, you know, social media right. And clips and all that stuff.
It's one of the reasons I love being on the sidelines for the Bills, in the Bills games. It really is. Like, people say, yeah, you want to be up in the broadcast booth. And yeah, Chris does a great job. Eric does a great job. I love play-by-play color, being a part of that. But for me, like, where I am on the sidelines, to be a part of that and appreciate that and see that and understand it, it just gives you an amazing perspective that otherwise I would never normally have. And I think it keeps me doing my job, I think, hopefully as efficiently, as effectively as I think I do it. Chris tweets in at Sal Sports, Chris Stapleton at Woodstock in the pouring rain. Not sure if you saw that, Chris, if you were there for it, maybe you were, that's great. You're right, like playing guitar. How about if you were, I mean, obviously there's a element of theater and drama and visualization to something like Prince playing in the rain at the Super Bowl, right? No doubt. I'm just saying, go watch people do things that they're amazingly talented at. Get an appreciation for it. Something you can't do and you say, I can't do that. I'll give you my final one. This is the one I always mention. I'm a terrible artist. I can't draw anything. I draw stick figures. Like, if you... This kid... Did you see last week Dan Orlovsky had his son who has autism on NFL Live, and they put all the pictures that he loves. He's an artist. He draws. It's a preteen or teenage son, right? About the same age as my son, I believe. And they took all the drawings that he's made over the years and they put them on. It's so emotional watching it. And I'm like, that kid is amazing. I can't do any of that. He is amazing at what he's doing, right? Go watch people. Go respect and appreciate people who are amazingly talented at what they do. Something you can't do. Or you try to do, but you're not as good as them. I'm telling you, it will give you a better appreciation in life. There's your sales life tip of the day. We'll take a time out. Hey, speaking of that, UB Women, Women's NIT, went to the game over the weekend, Saturday. It was amazing. I want to tell you about that when we return on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Off the left iron and out. 4-point lead for Buffalo. Left wing. Jenkins can't get a shot up. Buffalo has won the 2025 postseason WNIT championship. Becky Burke, bring out the scissors. Buffalo is cutting down a net in April. The UB Bulls defeat Troy 88-84 in the championship game in front of a record crowd, sellout at Alumni Arena.
Jack Cruiser on the call. Good for Jack. Good to hear his voice. Got to know Jack when he was coming up. He still is. It's a great future ahead of him in this business. Although, you know, I can't hold it against him. He went to Cheektowaga High School. I went to Cleveland Hill. We're arch rivals, but that's okay. Still a great kid. No, great job there from Jack Cruiser on the call. The UB women's basketball team wins the WNIT. Yes, as Jack said right there, cutting down nets in April, right? I mean, think about that. There's three notable women's college basketball tournaments. The NCAA tournament is one of them. The NIT is another one. There's a third one as well, but it doesn't matter. Once you get to, you know, when you're put in a tournament with likewise teams, programs, teams that have done what you've done, you're in a postseason tournament, it means you've had a good year. And then you advance through that tournament to get where they were and to have an opportunity in front of their home fans to play, to win, to cut down the nets and ultimately do it is fantastic. And I will tell you, we were at the game. Me, Yana, and Max went to the game. And the way it works at the UB women's game is basically it's general admission seating. You pay, you get a ticket. You can sit kind of wherever you want. We had an event earlier that day, actually. It was a long day. It's a great day. But I said, okay, let's hustle up. We got to get over there. We got there at about, tip-off was at 5. We got there, I think, at about 4:35. Walk into Alumni Arena. Stands were already packed. Now, talked with Mark Allnut, the AD over at UB, leading up to it. And he said they were hoping to break an attendance record. They already over 5,000. I don't know what the exact record was. They were right at about 5,000 tickets. So we get in there, and it's packed. Not really any seats to be had. Didn't want to sit too high. But even if you did go higher, you know, it's Alumni Arena. It's not like, you know, you're at KeyBank, super high up there. But really, all the seats were filled out down low. But I looked behind each basket, plenty of seats kind of down low. So I thought, let's go down there. It's a great experience for Max to be kind of on the floor. This goes to what we were talking about earlier, Josh. So we went and sat in the first row behind the basket. It was right there. And sure enough, though, I sit down, and the Troy mascot, who's big and bulky, dressed as a mascot, is like right in front of us dancing and doing his thing. And I'm like, I can't see anything now. I got the Troy mascot. He was really cool. He was dancing. He was with Victory Bowl and all that. But I'm like, we got to move down a little bit. So that happened. But the basket, the stanchion for the basket was also right there. Didn't matter. Had to kind of weave a little to the right or to the left to see some plays. Right on the floor, though, you see the athleticism. You see the toughness just sticks out. Like when they're under the basket there and you're like, yeah, I don't want to get involved in that. Like, I don't want to be banged down under the basket like some of these ladies. It's crazy. Anyway, UB gets off to a decent start. And then Troy has a kind of a nice run. They weren't missing. I have to go back and look. I don't even have let me see the box score. What was their field goal percentage? I'm like, oh my God, they're shooting the lights out. Troy was. See where they are here. See if I can find which one. 42%, 47%. I think maybe they came back and came down to earth a little bit because I have to see which one I'm looking at here, which side. But either way, Troy was like just not missing. And UB would answer. But it got to be a 12-point lead. And then it was 10 at halftime. And then you go into the fourth quarter and they're still down. Great comeback. It's about 3-4 minutes left. UB hits a three-pointer to take the lead, and I'm telling you, the roof almost came off the place. It was great. What a great atmosphere. So I tweeted some video of it, of the final couple of seconds. You heard Jack on the call right there, that call right there, that play. Free throw misses. Troy gets it. They're down. They can't score anyway. They can't tie it, but they launch the ball. Horn goes. Everyone goes crazy, and you're cutting down the nets. They did have the attendance figure. It was over 5,600. They broke the women's UB Bulls all-time single-game attendance record. Amazing. So congratulations. Becky Burke has done a phenomenal job with that program and that team. And she's been at the helm for a couple of years now. And she's kind of put them a little bit, kept them, I say, on the map from when Felicia Leggett-Jack was there. And I know that they went to an NCAA tournament, but she's done a really good job of navigating to keep the program relevant and in the forefront and winning. You just hope that, you know, going forward, you can keep someone like Becky Burke because she's going to have opportunities. When you win like that, no doubt, you know, bigger schools come calling. And we've seen that happen at Buffalo before. I remember doing Bobby Hurley's radio show with him here on WGR. Actually, it was for the bet, 1520 at the time. But I would go over to UB once a week, and I would do Bobby Hurley's radio show with him. And I'd record it, and it was Bobby Hurley. I grew up watching Duke and all that. And like, man, I can't believe this guy's here. And sure enough, he does an amazing job, really lifts the program to new heights. He winds up getting a better job, another job, more pay, better conference over at Arizona State, which he's still there. His assistant was Nate Oates here at UB. Nate Oates winds up taking the helm, does what he does, and where does he go? Goes to Alabama to get the job, right? This is what happens when you are a mid-major, when you're a lower program, and you start winning. And in each of those instances, I remember people being very upset at Bobby Hurley, very upset at Nate Oates. Yeah, you know, you got to stay and finish what you started. Folks, I mean, these are life decisions. These are career decisions for lots and lots of money and the pinnacle of your career. I never fault anybody for doing those things. All of us are faced with those decisions in one aspect or another in our life. It might be different for you. Maybe you would decide something different, but you just know kind of the deal when you're at a school in the MAC. You're at a school in the Southwest Athletic Conference, right? Whatever it is. And I use that because Brian Hodgson, he goes from Arkansas State doing a great job. He's now the head coach at the University of South Florida. Gets a nice job. A good program. Or at least D1 upper level program. And he's, by the way, I bring him up because he's from Jamestown. And now he's there. Now look at Carlin Hartman. We'll see where he lands next. Is he going to land somewhere? Carlin Hartman, congratulations to him. He was on WGR last week with Mike Shope. They both went to Grand Island. I think they graduated together from Grand Island. And they're friends. We've had Carlin on this program when he was at, I think, UNLV last year. I don't know if you were producing Josh and we had him on. Maybe you were, but Carlin came on this program as well when he was assistant at UNLV. He's been at Oklahoma, UNLV. Now he's at Florida, associate head coach. They win the national title. And you wonder if his name starts popping up in circles for head jobs around the country. Big Bills fan, by the way. Florida, well represented by Western New Yorkers and Bills fans. Carlin Hartman, the associate head coach, and their director of basketball operations, his name escapes me right now, I apologize, also from Western New York. College basketball has, to me, always had and always been not necessarily about the coaches, but they're a very, very big part of the landscape of the sport. And growing up as a Syracuse basketball fan, not just a guy who went there, I grew up a Syracuse fan. And the old Big East still tugs at the heartstrings for me. And I miss so much the personalities of coaches and Jimmy Boeheim and Lou Carnesecca and his sweatshirts at St. John's and Jerry Tarkanian biting the towel. Then he goes to UNLV. We know that. PJ Carlissimo at Seton Hall, right? Jim Calhoun at UConn. There's some amazing coaches that just made the league, the conference, so fun on top of the great players. And I think today it still resonates. And I do think of all the kind of sports that you watch, I think college basketball still is in large part a coach's game. Like the coaches have a lot to do with the success or failure of teams compared to other sports. Like, I don't know, maybe somebody could tell me, no, coach totally matters in hockey. I don't think it matters as much, but matters a little bit for sure. I don't know much a manager matters in baseball other than a move here or there, right? But the overall success, football, I do think it does matter quite a bit. But I think in college basketball, I think certainly more than the NBA. College basketball, I think certainly more than college football to me. And you got a good one here in Becky Burke. I think she's a fantastic coach. She's taken this program and kept it, I should say, at a really nice level. Now, no idea what the future holds. Hopefully she's here for many years and they can keep this moving. That was a great, great game and atmosphere to be a part of at Alumni Arena on Saturday. Congratulations to the University of Buffalo women's basketball team, the UB Bulls, on winning the WNIT 2025. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Tuesday with one final reminder. If you missed what I said earlier, I'm throwing something out to you that you can be a part of today that's pretty big. All right? I'll do that when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Okay, got a couple things for you here. First, tune in to Show Up in the Bulldog for our annual pre-draft special. That's on Thursday, April 17th, a week from Thursday. It's from 4 to 6:30 p.m. We're going to stream it live on YouTube. We're going to bring you the latest insights and mock draft predictions, insider information, and guest appearances from Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, and I'll be there as well. The show is going to be presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today for excellent deals on their entire Honda lineup, including the all-new Honda Passport. Also, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. Check this out. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf and score deals at Rick Zaret Golf Warehouse on Transit Road in Bowmansville. It's right by the airport, by the way. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. That's getmyperks.com. So a lot going on there and something going on today that I always love every year. It's one of my favorite shows, podcasts to do every year. Today, Matt Bove and I, Channel 7 Sports Director here at the ABC affiliate, WKBW-TV, my co-host on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, we will be recording our annual podcast with one of the NFL head schedule makers, Mike North. We do it every year. It's a great listen, I think, for a lot of people who've told me that. We've gone for like an hour and a half before with Mike. It's amazing, some of the insight we get. Last year, we learned about networks actually can't protect games before the season starts. You can't go, oh, we're going to protect Bills Chiefs on CBS. No, no, no. You can only protect games once flex scheduling starts happening and maybe you were scheduled for something and they might take it away from you. That happened. We've learned about the process of the schedule. A lot of stuff. Here's your chance. Tweet at me, at Sal Sports. I can't promise I'll get the question in, but I'll take a look at it. And if it fits and we can do it, I will. Tweet me, at Sal Sports, any question you'd like me to ask Mike North today on the podcast. He's not going to tell us the schedule, folks. They don't have it. Don't say who the Bills opening with. We don't know that. Josh, you got anything?
Yeah, I was thinking a lot about, you know, this whole Australia game we have this year. And
next year.
Or next
year. Not coming this year.
Right, right. But in terms of, you know, how closely they're going to be watching that for any other particular, you know, potential events in the future. Not necessarily just Australia, but other events kind of in that time zone. Like, what if they ever want to do a game in Japan?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, like, there's, yeah. I wonder, like, how much they're willing to branch out depending on how that game goes.
Yeah, so I think the overall plan right now would be to branch out, but that's a great point. Like, you kind of got to give it a test run in some way, and not say that that's a test because it's a real game, but in 2027, when they play in Australia, that's a great chance to see how does this impact bodies, clocks, time, travel, right? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just think that in general, like even the game in Ireland, I mean, sure, yeah. It's not England, but like what are they going to be looking for with that? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm interested. One of the questions we will ask today, what about this rumor about the Chiefs saying they'd like to play on Christmas every year?
Oh,
right? God. Like,
no.
A, I don't know if he can confirm that or not, but either way, like, would that be something the league would consider? Hey, let's make a team the Black Friday yearly team. Let's make a team a Christmas Day team.
I mean, they have two
right.
Thanksgiving teams.
100%. 100%. So those are things we'll talk about today. We're going to record that a little bit later this afternoon, so look for it. I think tomorrow morning is when it'll drop in your podcast feed. That's iTunes, that's Spotify, wherever you pod. And of course, go to YouTube, at Sal Sports on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, at Sal Sports. You'll get all of the shows. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, and they'll be right there, including this one with Mike North. Later today, we'll talk to him. Sabres Live up next, then One Bills Live. Show up in the Bulldog at 3. Thanks for hanging with me today here on WGR. I'll be back tomorrow for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.